radio's really changed since you were in the business, hasn't it, Dean?
Oh, yes, it has. But we're no different than any other business. Everything's changed in our world. You know, we bank differently. We buy cars differently. We shop for soft goods differently. This is a different world than when KYNT began its life in the 1950s. It certainly is.
Well, let me present you with this question then. What stayed the same? I mean, there's streaming now. The technology is incredible with the internet and all the things we can do, but what is still the same about radio that makes it so wonderful?
Localism, the ability for a local radio station to cover local events, whether it be the Riverdale parade or a local basketball game or a lost dog. I can still remember walking by an office there at KYND when a new announcer, but he had a lot of talent. He was, I'm sure, still has been in the radio business, was in the office of the then manager, Tom Kearns, who was first manager under my reign. And Tom was explaining to him, he said, Rob, that was the kid's name, Rob, he says, we do lost dogs, obituaries, fire calls, and local society meetings, and if we have a little time left over, we'll play your favorite tunes. He wanted this young man to understand that we were doing local involvement, and that's what our radio station was about. And I think these local radio stations, as KYNT is a premier example, still have a role to play. If I'm living in your town and my kids are going to the school and my family's involved in a church and the society of the community, there's a lot of things I need to know that KYNT is a good friend and a good companion and a good informer. And that's what local radio does. You know, I can always get my songs from a lot of sources, and that's still there. I can get a jillion songs from a jillion sources today. But there's very few sources for that local touch of what's going on in my own neighborhood and community.
Well said. And the word localism that you used, I think you hit the nail on the head there. Now, you've been sharing with us some names. When you reflect back to your time here, and I know you can't mention them all, and I'm sure you've even forgotten some, who are some of the major players that our listeners will love to hear their names again that made a difference in the time of your tenure?
One of the longest tenured KYNTers would be Harold Hoppe. Harold was with the station from, I suppose, the late 50s until into the 80s. At the end of his career, he spent a couple of years managing the place. Harold and Joyce Hoppe raised a family there in town. He always had a fireworks stand about a mile or two north of the hospital on Highway 81. Great guy and part of the staff there. You know, a few of the managers that went through the doors while Sorensen was involved, I mentioned Tom Kearns and Rick Presotter went through. Rick then moved on across the street to WNAX for a while. He's still in radio back in South Carolina. Bill Holst was the manager at one time. Bill went across the street after I left. He went across the WNAX and still there. There was a guy named Gary Lukert, who some of the old folks in town, they still remember. Gary was around there early in the days. And, of course, later on, Scott Kuster, and I'm sure you're going to touch base with Scott during this week. He's an institution at Yankton. And, of course, in the later days, at the end of my quote-unquote licensee period, that's when the FCC is a license to operate the station, Kurt Dykstra came in as the manager. And, of course, Kurt has become a great KYND supporter and leader. One more of not completely alumni yet of KYNT, and that's Carolyn Becker. Carolyn came to work for KYNT as a sophomore in high school. She was a high school girl working a weekend shift. In those days, we had live announcers on every hour we were on the air, and we would use high school kids for weekends and holidays and stuff like that. And Carolyn started with us, promising to make a lifetime radio career. And she worked with us through high school, would come back, went to college, would come back from college at Storm Lake and work weekends or holidays or summers, and then went off after college. And some of our people at Yankton helped kind of orient her into some good places so she could learn more on the job in places like Carroll and LaBarre's, Iowa. And then she came back to KYND as a manager, and then I believe was a sales manager for a period of time, and decided she wanted to get her ownership deal started. And I always point out that she didn't do it while she was trying to work on the side. She came in and announced what she was going to do, resigned, and went to work full-time in securing the first radio stations that she bought. And I'm proud that the partner of mine and I sold her first station. We helped her get that first station picked up in Nebraska. And she's been on the run since. Great citizen, great Yankton parent, a good Yankton business person. She and Doyle have built a great group of radio stations. So there's one of our premier alumni from your school.
I can confirm to you, Dean, that the Beckers are great owners. Kurt is a great general manager. We have a great team. And, you know, it's an honor for me to be a part of this station's history now. I'm going to throw out a name to you and tell me if you've ever heard of this person, Tom Brokaw.
Oh, yeah. I mentioned somewhere in our prepping for this visit that Brokaw came back to the station. Brokaw started, I don't know where, he did both KYND and WNAX as a young man, but he came back to the 20th anniversary and read the new news at the time. And I was going to say that's the last time I've seen Tom, but I think I've seen him in the airport somewhere since then. I go back to high school days with Brokaw. Tom's a year younger than me. I was at Mitchell, and he was at Yankton, and we were both pole vaulters. He refers to us as low-level pole vaulters. And in the pole vaulting business, you know, you have three tries at every height, and when you miss three times, you're out, and they keep going until, you know, everybody's out. And so being a low-level pole vaulter, Brokaw and I would go out quite early, and we would sit on the grass and pull strands of grass and chew on them and contemplate the world and go on. But, yeah, great memories of Tom, as I haven't seen him for decades. But he was a fine young man and has had an interesting career in the broadcast business and a lot of other things in his life. And has certainly been a good fan and citizen of remembering Yankton.
Dean, one final question, and just tell me what comes to mind when I ask you this, or when I say KYNT is 70 years old. How does that make you feel?
Well, I feel a little proud that station has sat there for the whole 70 years and has been on the air 7 days a week, every week of the year, doing the same mission, talking about what's going on in Yankton, what's good about Yankton, helping listeners understand what merchants may have to offer that they'd be interested in their services and goods. That's why KYNT was founded, I'm sure, could fit right in and focus on Yankton. And KYNT has been focusing for 70 years.
It was great to visit with you. I hope that we get to meet face-to-face sometime when you're back in South Dakota. And thank you for your part in making KYNT strong for 70 years. It's very much appreciated.
Thanks for the nice visit, Jeff. Happy birthday, KYNT, to Jeff and your entire staff.